Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
On a Sunday afternoon in 1970, a group of evangelicals were gathered in Ronald Reagan's home in California. Reagan had just concluded his campaign for his second term as governor of California. Present were Harold Bredesen, Herb Ellingwood, George Otis, and Pat Boone and his wife. The group gathered in a circle for prayer. George Otis was on Reagan's left. He began to pray, and his right hand, clasping Reagan's left, began to shake uncontrollably. His voice became clear and strong, and he prayed. Then God's prophecy came forth. "My son, if you walk uprightly before me, you will reside at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 6 years later, in 1976, Reagan's run for the presidency was a landslide, winning 489 electoral votes to Jimmy Carter's 49. The nation was in a crisis of hope due to rampant inflation and a struggling economy. The United States was a nation in decline. Reagan announced to the nation his plan for a new beginning through economic recovery, a program to balance the budget, and put us on the road to eliminating inflation, increasing productivity, and creating millions of jobs. "The time is now, my fellow Americans," Reagan announced, "to recapture our destiny, to take it into our own hands." And he did lead the nation again to prosperity and ultimate respect on the world stage. Under his leadership, America became the nation that led the world.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.